With the cold weather and the pandemic expected to continue in the months ahead, public support has become more important than ever for the homeless shelters. The Ailes Center for Hope in Salisbury is still providing not only shelter but meals, although it has changed since the onset of the pandemic. Executive Director Celeste Savage says that the community has shown strong support for their efforts.
It's been amazing. The community has just realized the need that's out there. And for us here, we don't just open that opportunity for the homeless guests coming up. It's for anybody that's hungry. So we're in an area that perhaps is more of a lower income. And so for a long while there, we were even having the community people coming, over and getting meals. And the community has just been very gracious in providing whatever we've put out there that we've needed.
By the way, have you seen an increase that way in terms of the fact that we have this economic downturn? Lots of folks have lost their jobs, particularly on the low end of the economic scale. What's that been like? Have you seen an increase in demand because we've had this economic downturn?
When we had the peak of the pandemic, where everything was shut down, the jobs were shut down, we saw the increase. I mean, we were serving at some point 300 meals a day. Now it's kind of reduced down. We're right around the 200 mark. The unfortunate thing, and what we're preparing for, is if this, the eviction pieces that are happening now at this point, I don't know what that's going to be, the turnout with it, but, I feel like we're going to see an increase not only from the, serving of the meals, but I feel like we're also going to probably have a lot more phone calls than we're receiving, although we're receiving a lot of phone calls for beds.
Well, by the way, when they come in or when you see them or when they come, say, for instance, to get some food or whatever, do a lot of them wear masks, or what kind of access do they have for such a simple device?
Yeah. Yes, they all have masks, and if they don't, we have masks to give them out. The community has been very gracious to, where they've made masks and everything to donate to us. So if a guest comes and they do not have a mask, then we provide that. But I can tell you, I would say probably about 95 to 97% of our guests, we don't have to tell them to wear their mask. They have it on.
Are there plans then, do you know, at least within the area, to make sure that people have places to go when it gets colder? Is that ginning back up again? Or
obviously, the shelters that are here, I know that the cold weather shelter is going to be opening in January for, I think they'll be able to house 30 men. I know for us here, and especially if we can increase our volume, our volunteer base a little bit, our facility is pretty large, so for us to be able to do a 6 feet spacing, we may put cots up in our education area to be able to house, so that no one's, certainly out in the cold and freezing and that sort of thing. So, I mean, we're going to make arrangements somehow. I'm just hoping that, we'll still have the volunteers to be able to make that happen.
Halo Executive Director Celeste Savage on taking care of the homeless in the time of the pandemic. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Media.